Welcome to Holistic Accountant Podcast, where we aim to showcase how adopting a holistic approach in accounting and tax maximizes value for clients. Beyond traditional tasks like preparing financial statements and tax returns, a holistic accountant focuses on offering advice that maximizes personal wealth on an after-tax basis. If you enjoy this episode, please consider leaving a rating and sharing it with those who might also benefit. And to ensure you stay updated, subscribe to our weekly email. The link is in the show notes. Okay, today Mia and I would like to talk about how to set up your accounting system so that it gives you a lot of really usable information insights to help you manage and optimize your business. Now, obviously, historically, accounting systems have been set up mainly to deal with compliance obligations such as lodging BAS and completing your tax return and all those sorts of things. And they would give you some high-level insights into your profitability and expense profile and all those sorts of things. But with a little bit of tinkering and a little bit of additional effort, you can set up your accounting system so that it delivers a lot of information. And to us accounting nerds, this is called cost accounting. And what it seeks to do is provide more granular information on the profitability and expense profile by either sort of departments, service lines, products, depending on how your business is structured, of course. And that way you can understand the profitability profile and cash flow profile of different parts of your business, which obviously helps you, you know, focus your energy on terms of where you want to grow and how you want to structure that business moving forward.
So usually what your accountant or your holistic accountant should be doing is identifying all your direct costs relating to your particular product lines or your particular service fields, whether it be by region or by the actual service that you provide, and allocate the associated overheads related to that product or particular service. And as Stuart sort of mentioned before, help you sort of get an idea of where you're generating the most or least margin from and which areas you really need to focus on to reduce either your overall costs or improve your overall pricing on those products or services.
I think, Mina, it's good to really provide a definition of direct costs and overhead. So direct costs would be costs associated with delivering a product or service that wouldn't exist if you didn't deliver that product or service. And overheads are costs, often fixed, but they can be variable, that really you need to incur or that you would incur irrespective of the volume of sales that you make. And so an example of overheads would be occupancy. Now, if you're a retail business or a service business, you need an office, retail business needs obviously retail premises perhaps, you are going to need that premises if you had one sale or you had $100 million of sales. Of course, now the size of that premises is going to change, but that's mostly an overhead fixed cost because you can't really allocate it to a particular sale and that you would have that cost in place anyway. A direct cost is like if you're a retail business and you need to buy the product wholesale, of course that's a direct cost because if you don't sell the product, you don't really need to buy the product on wholesale. And there's going to be some costs that are going to be sort of part overhead and part direct costs. And the key is to identify costs at that sort of very granular level. And your accounting system should be able to do it. And there's a couple of different ways to do that. Of course, you want to have what they call a chart of accounts, which are all the sort of general ledger accounts in your bookkeeping and accounting software that you can allocate income and expenses to. And so it's good to have a chart of accounts that has enough detail, but not too much detail. You don't want to end up with a chart of accounts with 400 different options, for example. It might be necessary in a really large business, but less necessary in a smaller business. And then you can have tracking codes within a particular general ledger account. So for example, if I'm a retail business and I'm selling sort of apparel items, I might like to have a general ledger account for t-shirts, for example, because t-shirts might be sort of higher margin style products. And in that general ledger account, I might have tracking codes for different brands of t-shirts. So that way I can measure overall, you know, categories, so t-shirts versus jeans and so forth, or pants, I should say. And then I can measure the profitability and turnover of different brands as well. Now, you don't want to have a general ledger account for every single brand because, as I said, you'll end up with 200 general ledger accounts, but the tracking codes can help you really then produce some granular information. Now, the problem is that a lot of the value in getting this reporting is in the interpretation, which is something accountants can help you do sort of in two ways, help you interpret the data, but also then help you present the data.
Definitely. And there is a time commitment. Let's face the truth. There will be a time commitment from you to see what is important to you in your business to help you sort of set up these chart of accounts and tracking codes or categories. But once these systems are set up, it sort of runs itself and it allows you to actually have more useful information to make educated decisions rather than fly blind. And then you can incorporate additional sort of mechanisms or different apps to help you dive down deeper into your sort of reporting and information that you're collecting. Systems such as Fathom, great system to help you on the reporting front that will sort of help you sort of track these categories in more detail, show you trends of data, chart it for you if you're a more visual person. And then there's other applications that you can use such as Employment Hero or Tanda, to track sort of your wage expenses and how your wages are fluctuating based on, the product or output you're selling. So, it's really important to work with an accountant that sort of knows what systems and processes are required for your particular business and to give you the information that you really need to make informed decisions.
Yeah, it's a really good exercise, Mina, really, because it helps us understand a client's business better because we have to ask more questions around the revenue and expense profile, of course. It helps then the client really kind of rediscover or better understand their own business. And then we put in place a great system that's going to provide that information, whether it's monthly or quarterly, but then allows us to, really sit back and ask ourselves, where should our energy be going? Is there anything that we're concerned about? Or are there any ratios that are moving in the wrong direction? And ultimately, for that little bit of extra, it's a lot of extra work at the beginning, but ongoing, for that little bit of extra work, you can generate a lot more value out of your accounting system. Okay, I hope that's been useful. Until next week, bye for now.